This is another day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
All right. Everybody glad to still be here on this.
Yes,
360th day of the year.
Yes, sir. Glad I'm here.
Thank you, Lord.
362 days so far.
Yes.
Four more days will be out of this year.
Yeah.
And into a new year, thus says the Lord.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So we are grateful. Kept us and continue to keep us through all the trials and tribulations that we've been facing. God has been good and kept on doing great things for us.
Yes.
In spite of ourselves.
Amen.
He has kept us from a whole lot of things we haven't seen.
Amen.
I know we're in its presence, but God has kept us. Yes, so we are rejoicing this day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord. All right. It's been in the number that was called away.
Mm-hmm.
But praise to God that He has kept us yet another day.
Thank you, Lord.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall say, hear thereof and be glad. Yes, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And exalt His name together.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. God is good. Psalms said, oh, faith.
Amen.
Lord, hallelujah. So we are thankful for the opportunity to share with you and His word. Hallelujah. Okay.
Glory be to God.
Thankful. And we're calling your attention. Before we do that, we need go to the prayer. Eternal God, we're so grateful for this hour, this day, that you allow us to come together by way of Zoom one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you now, Lord, for how you made this day and how you made it possible and all that was going on, how you keep it in order. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
we think everything's out of hand, but we know that you got it in control. In the name of Jesus, and everything is still happening for your glory and your honor and your praise.
Yes.
We may not understand it, but God is not for us to understand, but just to give you glory.
Oh,
this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning each and every one of us. So we're grateful, God, and how you bless us and continue to bless over and over and over again.
Now
take
charge
of this service, God.
In the name of Jesus,
by way of your Holy Spirit. Guide us through it, God. Give your word to your people. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Not the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart. And may they be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, I sprinkle my Redeemer. In the name of the Jesus, we pray. And the Redeemer, Lord, say, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Lord, in His holy temple, all their feet solid before Him. He's glad when He said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Lord, amen.
Hallelujah. Going to chapter 2 of Luke.
What chapter?
Luke. 2. Starting at verse 7. Everybody looking good.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. God don't have ugly people. Everybody looks good. No matter what you look like, you look good. Hallelujah. We made everything beautiful and it's time. Hallelujah. And this is our time to be beautiful for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn.
Mm-hmm.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. An angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring unto you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Mm-hmm. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Okay. Now we're going to take our text from that 10th verse. "An angel of the Lord said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, it shall be to all people." All right. So, I know that somebody said Christmas is already gone, but Christmas never goes.
That's true.
Amen.
It's here. We're just celebrating a time in the year, a day in the year. But every day is Christmas.
Amen.
So we're going to speak from this topic. Joy has come.
Amen.
Did you get your joy has come? Did you get yours? Okay. The gift of joy. Okay. God sent his gift to us. The gift of joy. That everybody could have joy.
Amen.
He sent that to us as a gift, and somebody has missed it. They haven't seen the joy, but looking at the complaints and the problems and the hardships and the stress and the troubles of this world that had to face. They walk around sad from sun up to sundown. Okay. Can't find no good and nothing. No peace, no joy, no hope, no love. And it's because what I've been preaching to you the last 2 weeks, they ain't got the glasses on.
Amen.
You got to remember to put on those glasses so you can see the good in everything, because that everything does some good.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Okay. And we got to learn to stop focusing on the good.
Yes, yes, my Lord.
And not on the bad.
Because
you focus on the bad, you're going to feel bad along with it, with the bad.
That's true. That's so true.
But if you focus on the good, then you will find things to be joyful about. and thankful. Okay, and then your joy can be multiplied.
Amen.
Okay. In the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah tells us that the joy of the Lord
is our strength.
Is our strength.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so he came to give us that joy that we need to conquer every foe, climb every mountain, right, to go through every valley. That joy to keep us elevated and we will need to face even this pandemic that we've been struggling with.
Yes, sir.
Okay, for 9 months now. So we thank God that he has come and he gave us joy. In the book of St. John, 17th chapter, Jesus prayed. The whole chapter is a prayer. Jesus prayed to his Father. And he says in the 12th verse, "For I was with them in the world. I kept them in my thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost." None of prediction. The scriptures might be that the scriptures might be fulfilled. Now, so Jesus came, all right, over 2,000 years ago.
My Lord.
Bring us the joy we need to sustain ourselves after he was gone. Here he's saying that while I was here with them, I kept them. I'm referring to the 12. All right? Because that's when the Lord had given him to work with at that time. He said, and none of them was lost except the son of prediction, which was Judas. Judas was born to do what he did. He was manifested, okay, to portray our Lord and Savior.
My Lord. All right?
So the scripture would be fulfilled.
Right?
So now Jesus is about to leave this earth. Okay, and he's about to leave his disciples that he's made. And so he's come down to the Father, that 13th verse, and said, and now come I to thee. And these things I speak in the world that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Okay. So he's praying to the Father for the joy that he sent to the world will now put in us. That the scriptures might be fulfilled. Okay, and that we might be able to stand these tests of time.
My Lord. Okay,
because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes, it is.
So Jesus is Lord. Amen. And he's praying for his joy to be good in us and that it would be fulfilled.
That's right.
The joy that we need to handle every bad situation. Joy that we need that we can be thankful in the trials and tribulations. The joy that we need that we can rejoice and when we ought to be crying. We can praise God when we ought to be sad. The joy that we need is right there.
Yes.
So joy
yes,
has come.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You will open up your presence.
Mm-hmm.
And you left joy under the tree. All right. So
amen.
You got to, in other words, when you got up that morning, some of you got up with joy.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Right?
But some of them got up.
Hallelujah.
They got reminiscing on who they lost through the year. They lost through the years. And instead of being thankful that they were here when they were here.
Amen.
And did what they did to get you where you are.
Tell it, Pastor.
Down the other road.
Amen.
That's
get
true.
Sad and all, and then start getting angry with God for taking them. But God already told you this will surely happen.
Amen.
Every man is born to die.
Amen.
He didn't tell us how long he will be here.
Amen.
He didn't tell us when it will come, how it will come, how many will be going, and how you're going. He just said you're going to die. Okay. So, and a lot of times we think about it, and we'll say it from time to time, they died unexpectedly. No.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
They shouldn't be unexpectedly because you already know the moment they were born that they were going to die.
Amen.
So
that's true.
Not unexpected.
That's true.
You probably expect death every day and all the time because, and that way you will stay ready.
And
again,
Jesus comes.
Teach it, Pastor.
Amen.
Teach it.
Ready
Amen.
To go to be with the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
So don't be surprised when it happens.
Amen.
Knock you for a loop for a while, but you don't be surprised.
It's That's right.
To happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it don't have to be sick.
Mm-mm.
It's got to come to the end of that time.
Amen.
Okay. He didn't give longevity to everybody. But he said, you're going to die. Man born of a woman. Full of trouble. Those days are, you know, filled with trouble. Just a few days you're here. And
Amen.
Those few days, they're under trouble.
All right. Hello.
So we are grateful to God. All right. Joy came.
Got
joy right now.
Amen.
Put your glasses on so you can see your joy in your life.
Yes.
Okay. And start looking through those physical eyes. They'll have you sad.
Amen.
Okay. They'll have you sorrowful. They'll have you fretting about the day. And then we'll say, I'll be glad when tomorrow get here.
Amen.
What you worry about tomorrow for?
That's right.
It might be worse than today.
Amen.
What a soul.
Amen.
The Lord said you don't have to wait for the battle to be finished.
Shout now.
You can shout right now.
Yes.
Praise God during the pandemic. Praise God when things are good. Praise Him when they're bad. Praise Him when they're not.
Yes,
good.
Sir.
Praise Him all
Glory
the time.
God.
Praise God. Because you need your strength.
Yes, we do.
And your strength comes from joy.
The Lord.
Amen.
Focus on the good and give thanks for the good. And if you focus on
That's
the good,
right.
you'll be able to see more that you got more good things happening to you than you have bad. Joy
That's
is
right.
always here.
Okay.
You don't have to wait for it to come. All you got to do is accept it.
That's right.
Jesus prayed for your joy.
More than
2,000 years ago.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
and
God.
Every prayer that Jesus ever prayed, God answered.
Yes, he did.
And so you got joy, even though you may not feel like you got none.
Yes.
Okay. And keep in mind, joy is not happiness.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Happiness is not joy.
That's right. It's a difference.
Joy comes from the Lord. The joy is knowing that who the Lord is.
Amen.
And what the Lord is able to do for you. That's mm-hmm. what joy is. What he's done for you, what he's doing for you, what he's going to do for you. Mm-hmm. Joy is what the Lord is, how faithful he is, mm-hmm. how holy he is, how loving yes. he is, how precious uh-huh. he is. Joy yeah. is of the Lord, not
yes,
today.
It is. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Joy is not in what's happening during the day. Joy is in the Lord who makes
yes,
the day.
It is. Yes, sir.
Man, okay. That's why it says this is the day the Lord has made. Does rejoice and be glad in it. Be glad mm-hmm. that you end the day. Now it didn't say what's going to happen today or what won't happen mm-hmm. today, but you just be glad that you are part of the day.
Yes, sir, my Lord.
And to avoid not having the pride and the tribulation, mm-hmm. then you got to be out of this world.
Uh huh.
Because these days are full of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say you're going to have all of them, but the day itself is full of trouble.
Uh-huh.
And the path you take may run you into some trouble.
Yes, sir.
Some trouble yeah. that you don't want to be in. Some heartache that you may not want to face. Some tears that you may not want to shed.
Yes,
they
yes,
may play you a whole lot of things.
Uh-huh.
But still in that day, there
yes,
is
sir.
Joy.
To God be the glory.
Overriding mm-hmm. the trial.
Uh-huh.
Overriding the tribulation. Joy, mm-hmm. joy overriding the problem in your daily life.
Joy, yes, sir.
Joy, joy. All joy, the time, joy. There is joy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
Yes, sir. To God be the glory.
Joy is always present.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when you stop feeling glad or sad, take those physical glasses uh-huh. off. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And put on your spiritual glasses.
That's right. Okay. Keep them on.
Now, keep them spiritual glasses on.
Amen. Uh-huh.
Don't do like you do. You know, those of you who wear glasses like I got on, don't mm-hmm. say I'm tired of these glasses and lay them down.
My Lord.
Contacts. These contacts are hurting my eyes. I got to give my eyes a rest and pull them down. No, uh-huh. I keep these mm-hmm. glasses on.
Yes.
Don't even think about the cleaning.
My Lord, that's right.
Because they are self-cleaning.
Uh-huh. Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Your spiritual glasses are self-cleaning. They're never dull.
Amen.
Uh-huh. They're never hazy up, and they never don't even get fogged up.
Amen.
That's true. That's true.
Okay. Your spiritual glasses is there for you to see through the darkest midnight.
Amen. Uh-huh.
Christmas Eve night, I had to run to the store, and on my way back,
uh-huh.
the rain comes down so hard, I couldn't see 10 feet in front of me. So I was creeping along the road,
uh-huh.
around 5 miles per hour.
Good gracious.
Okay, I got home, and then the rain uh-huh. popped up, lighted up some.
Well, sir.
But I kept on going, Lord. Because if I stopped, I said somebody might come and run in me.
Amen.
I kept uh-huh. on living and praying to the Lord.
That's
and
true.
Trusting him to guide me.
Yes.
So what happened, the yellow line in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
I rode yeah. by that yellow line in the road in front of my life.
Amen.
So, but with your spiritual glasses,
uh-huh.
even when the rain is falling hard,
mm-hmm.
You made the sea just as clear as it was a sun, bright, sunny day.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
With your spiritual glasses, you see what God is capable of doing.
Yes. Amen.
Who God is.
Yes, sir.
God, and what God said he will be.
Mm-hmm.
He will be there for you.
Yes,
all
he will.
Of the time.
Yes, he will.
And he will help you.
He will.
In a time
he will
of trouble.
My Lord.
He will bring you out.
Yes, sir.
Pick you up.
Yes.
Your mother and father forsake you. God
yes, sir.
Will pick you up.
Yes, tonight. He will.
He will carry you through your storm. He will carry
yes,
you through
sir.
Your bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, God is your joy.
Yes, he is.
Your joy is come and promise never to leave you.
Yes,
never
sir.
Leave you alone.
Mm-hmm.
Joy is always present. So stop being sad. And put it down your joy. James said, count it all.
Count it all, Joe.
You're as joy. Whenever you enter into a diverse temptation, count it as joy.
Yes, sir. Glory
so
be to God.
Is coming, or what you need to say is, here comes some more joy.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well,
thank you, Lord.
Lying on you, say, thank you, Lord. Some joy is on the way.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Lord. That's right.
I see the joy coming in the morning.
Yes, sir.
I can see the joy all day long.
Uh-huh.
I can see the joy.
Yes, sir. Thank you, God.
I can see the joy in the midnight. Remember the words that we may endure for a night, but joy.
Yes, sir. Joy. Hallelujah. Yes,
right.
Sir.
So,
hello.
In other words, your weeping doesn't you need to cry all night long. Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
So weeping is the time that you go into that spell of sadness.
That's right, my Lord.
As soon as you realize that,
did you, Pastor? Teacher,
start praising God for what's going on and what had come on and what didn't allow to happen.
Teacher,
as soon as you realize that, that's day, that's morning,
that's daytime. Amen. That's your morning right there.
Yes, sir.
It's
thank
like,
you, Lord.
Night is night and 2 days.
That's right.
From
thank you, Lord.
Right now, they would say from 6 o'clock to 12, midnight, midnight in 1 day. The next day comes, we start calling it morning at 12 to 1. That's morning.
Yes, right.
But it's still dark.
Yes, sir. Glory be to God.
Your deliverance has come.
Yes, sir.
You don't see it because it's still dark.
My Lord. So true.
All right. And because it's still dark, you're not praising him.
That's true.
When
my
because
Lord.
It's still dark, we say, well, I thought I was delivered. But it's still here. It's still dark. No, you are blessed.
Yes. Glory be to God.
You are blessed.
Yes, sir.
Highly favored.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. Glory be to God.
Come with it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Your joy is there. Amen.
Yes, it is.
But all you see is the darkness. Because you're not looking through your spiritual eyes. But you're looking through your physical eyes.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Joy is here.
Yes, it is.
You got to wait to see it.
Stop
praising him now.
Yes, amen. Glory.
See?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
We wait until we feel it. We wait until we hear it.
Thank you, God.
But we got to realize that when I ask, it's already done.
That's right. That's right. Glory be to God. My Lord.
It's by faith.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Jesus was born.
Yes, Lord.
In Bethlehem.
Uh-huh.
And the angels appeared to announce his birth. Okay.
Glory be to God.
And when we get the announcement about a new birth, we have what? Joy, right?
Joy. Joy. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. And so we get there was rejoicing because Jesus was born.
My Lord.
He was a part of the promise.
Yes. Good news. Good news. Mm.
That was good news to us.
Yes, it was.
Because God be we glory. Was on death row.
Hallelujah. Mm.
All right. Now, Trump has problemed a whole lot of people this past week. Okay. Now he pardoned them. He didn't put them on parole. Pardon means that they forgave that sin.
That's true.
That crime is expunged from his record. We were on death row.
Yes, we were. Hallelujah.
And Jesus came and didn't pot. He didn't parole us. See what we do? We parole people.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
We forgive them. And say, now you can't do this now. You do again, you just up the creek.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Glory be to God.
You didn't pardon that person. You paroled them. So you know what the parole works. If you do something bad, that's why you're on parole.
And
go back to prison and serve that time out.
That's true, my Lord. It's so true.
And that's what we do. We forgive somebody, and as soon as they mess up, we put them back on that long, hard
put them back up there. Amen.
And keep them at a distance. I'm tired of forgiving. I forgave them this time. I forgave them that time. Well, what
yes,
about
sir. Hallelujah. Uh-huh.
How many times have you been forgiven?
That's true. That's so true.
But look at the time, how many times you've been forgiven all through your life. How many times has God forgiven you in one day's period?
That's true.
Amen.
And we don't even want to forgive somebody one time.
That's the truth. Just that way, my Lord.
But we got to remember, we don't get forgiven until we forgive.
Amen.
So sure you're not done. Forgiving people for your death's sake. You forgive them for your sake.
Amen.
Your spiritual glass will let you see all this, and then you can rejoice.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
The more you forgive, the more you're forgiven. Forgive us this day our daily.
Yes, sir. Daily bread.
And forgive our trespasses. As we forgive.
Yes, sir.
Those that trespass against us. Joy is always here. Don't let the devil work out it and cause you to start doing the thing you shouldn't be doing.
Amen.
Know that joy is there so that you can go through.
Yes, it is.
Joy is there so you can always be strong. Joy is there for
you
to always be hopeful. Joy is there for you to always be able to know that I got the victory in my in my life, in myself.
Yes.
I got the victory.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
I got the victory. Thank you, God. I got joy.
Every time. Thank you, God.
Yes. Lord, I thank you.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. With thank you, anyhow. Hallelujah.
And into his court with praise.
Man.
Okay. So when you wake up in the morning, whether you go to the church house or not, You're in his gate.
And I know.
And when you go out and do the rooms and in the house where you see other people or out in the streets, wherever, think about you in his court.
Amen.
And give him the praise.
Yes, sir. He's worthy.
Praise. All
praise is what I.
We got nothing to complain about.
We complain
because we wouldn't own everything. But you don't own nothing.
You sure don't
own yourself. Sure don't.
Amen.
That's the truth. Lord, I thank you. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Okay. We are his people and the sheep of his pastor.
That's right.
It is he that has made us and not we ourselves.
That's right.
So you are his and you were made for his glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Not yours. So when you get the right glasses on, you can see that.
Amen.
Give God
glory to God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Glory. Remember, his glasses never fog up.
Amen.
Okay. All right. They are self-heated.
Amen.
The fog don't even get started.
Okay. Glory be to God.
Remember, the angel said, fear not. Bring you great joy, good tidings of great joy. I'm bringing you good tidings, good news.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
And thank you, Lord. To you, good news. You don't have to be all sad.
No, you don't.
It's all right to be joyful when you ought to be crying.
Yes, Lord.
It's all right to be thankful when you ought to be mourning.
Yes.
It's all right.
That's true.
Amen.
Okay, because that the Lord has freed you from acting like the world.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
He freed you and given you hope.
Yes.
And the world has no hope.
He
has freed you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
You need an opportunity to be joyful and thankful.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. God has freed you from being bound. By anything or any situation, by any person.
Glory be to God.
You've been free. The songwriter said, no more chains are holding you.
That's right.
Amen.
Okay. My soul is rest.
All right. So you don't have to be going temper tantrum. Okay. To show how much you love somebody.
Yes, yes, God.
All you got to do is just show your love.
Amen.
That's right. That's right, Pastor.
And forgive. 24/7. Waiting for somebody to come ask you.
That is the truth. Lord God, no, that's true.
Forgive them. Okay, and when you see them, tell them, I forgave you.
Amen.
They might not even know what you're holding a grudge for about anyway.
That's the truth.
You get mad with people, and then people don't even know you're mad with them.
Amen.
That's so true. That's so true.
All right. So forgive them because you're doing it for your benefit.
That's right.
You're trying to keep yourself out of hell, not the person.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Because you can't be forgiven until you forgive them.
Mm-hmm. Mean it.
And so when you start forgiving them, then that won't hurt you so bad.
Uh-huh.
It hurt that did me that way. If you forgave it, it wouldn't be hurting you.
That's true.
Let joy work.
Amen.
A positive thing in your life.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, so he brings you good news.
Mm-hmm.
Great joy.
Glory be to God. Mm-hmm.
Great is the Lord.
Thank yes, God. Sir.
And worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is.
Great
yes,
is
he.
The Lord. And worthy mm-hmm. to be praised. Great is the
to
Lord.
Be praised. Y'all turn.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
My Lord,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Joy has come.
Glory be to God. Yes, sir.
Yes. Hallelujah. And he's here to stay. And wait
yes,
for him to use him 24/7.
Uh-huh.
Joy.
Yes, that's
joy.
Right.
Joy. Joy has come.
Amen.
God bless
yes.
everyone.
Amen.
And Mary will be there as well.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Pastor?
Yes.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying, and things are going good for me, but for some reason, I'm just, I don't know. I'm just not at that place where I would like to be in what you're saying. Like I say, things are going good in my life, but I'm mm-hmm. just not able to have the joy and be free like I should be and want to be. And I'm just asking all of you guys, sorry for interrupting, for you guys to prove me that I get to that place. Like I say, things are going good. I'm blessed. And I just feel so heavy and I don't understand why.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Yes, sir. Okay. Richard, God.
It's something that you definitely need to release. Okay. And start working at that particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got the joy, let it overflow into that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you realize that you're holding it, and that's when you get delivered. Because you let it go.
Mm.
It's not gonna automatic fly away.
Mm-mm.
You let work at it. This is something that's been bothering you.
To work it. Hard work.
It has grown roots in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get it up, but keep on pulling it out and keep on being thankful and watch God work it out for you. It's gonna be gone and you even know it's gone.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God.
Yes, Peter said, cast all your care upon him.
Upon the Lord.
And
that's right.
He cared for you. So let's let the devil know that this ain't gonna bother me today.
Mm-hmm. Tell it, Pastor.
Change it with a spiritual uplifting song. And if you can't think of nothing now, let's just call the name of Jesus. That songwriter said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
Glory be to God.
And then keep on saying, Jesus. Just keep on singing that over and over again.
Yes, it'll work. It'll work.
Thank
you, God.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, God.
Kim, you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Don't deny that power that you already got. Amen. So, you're the dad, you just got to activate it.
Amen.
You're in your car.
Yes.
Starting a thought until you turn the key or push the button. But you're going to have to do something to get that car started.
Amen.
That's true. See, my Lord,
and
my God.
And then it still ain't going to go nowhere. You'll sit there and run until you put it in gear.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
So
my Lord.
Get it started and then put it in gear. And watch God.
Tell him, Master. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
right, right then, brother, delivered. It may not feel that way, but it's done.
Yes, yes. That's right. It's done.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you, hallelujah.
Thank in you, the name Lord. Of Jesus.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes Lord.
To God be the glory.
In the name of
Jesus. He's good. He's good. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. There's no one like God.
Yes,
Lord.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen. Every day, every day. That's right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you,
God. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God. Praise God.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Mind
everything, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, you.
Thank you, Lord.
Couldn't do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But the new you can.
Amen.
Okay, Paul said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Yes.
Old things are all passed away.
That's
the way. And all things have all become new. Okay. So that was the old person that couldn't do
Hallelujah.
Or that they could be at that point, but you're there. You're there because it's coming, it's happening in your life.
Amen.
He said, not allow anything come upon you, not able to handle.
Yeah,
is that your door knocking? You yes, already got the ability to be delivered from that.
Amen.
Amen.
You just got to loose it. Loose it.
That's right. That's right.
And let it go.
Let it go. Okay. Oh, yes.
But you got to do it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You got to do it in Him. You can't do it by yourself.
Sir. Yes, sir.
But you got to do it for Jesus. The Lord helped you to overcome. Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
For overcoming for me. Some things are impossible for man.
But for
God, all things are possible.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So the word is out there.
Okay. Use it, my Lord.
Joy is there.
Okay.
And he pray that you have a full tank. Not a partial one, but a full tank.
Yes, yes, God.
And the good thing about it, the tank never gets lower.
That's true. Glory be to God. Yes, sir.
You need to stay stay past the full bar all the time. Okay, you never run out of enough joy. Okay, you never run out.
Never.
Okay. There's always a there's enough for you and everybody else in the world at the same time. And
Amen.
You still won't move.
So thank you.
Still be on that full mark. Okay.
Nobody but Jesus.
Right.
Amen.
Find that. And like I said, it'll happen, and you won't even know it's happened.
Amen.
That's true. That's true.
So release your joy.
Mm-hmm.
And let it work for you.
That's right. It sure will do it. My Lord.
Thankful, thankful, thankful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you have a good testimony. And everybody yes, got sir. Something to work. Everybody got something to work with. That's yours.
Amen.
That's true.
Amen.
Everybody, amen.
Somebody got something to work with. The devil always got something out there.
He does.
Encourage you.
Amen.
Trying to make you give up.
Amen.
Trying to make you be defeated. But we're mm-hmm. not defeated.
Amen.
Never.
And we
defeated.
Never lose.
Amen.
That's right. What the situation might be.
Mm-hmm.
We never lose. We always
have
a victory. Paul said, more than victory.
Mm-hmm.
More than a conqueror.
Mm.
Okay.
That's the word.
Mm. Keep that in mind. Even though it looked like I fell, I don't fall.
Uh-huh.
And everything happening, as we continue to say, it happened as a blessing for you.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
We,
amen.
We got to receive these things as blessings and not as hardship.
Yes, okay. sir.
Okay.
Glory be to God. Thank you.
Time yes, to bless amen. You and bless and sometime are in the sky.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
May not look like a blessing, may not feel like a blessing, may not sound like a blessing, but it's a blessing because when I get it all together,
tell
yes,
it, Pastor.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
It's going to be for my good.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Preach it, Pastor. Preach it.
Okay.
Yes, Lord.
So that's what's going to happen. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening for your good, so just be thankful for that.
Amen.
That's right.
Don't look at it as a hardship.
Mm-hmm.
Tell it, Pastor.
Look at it as a blessing coming for the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
He's either going to give me another big thing,
mm-hmm.
or another one thing has already happened in my life, and the devil's trying to overshadow it.
My Lord.
To steal
Amen.
Our joy.
Amen.
But tell the devil, you can't have our joy.
Amen. Tell it.
Jesus gave me my joy, and you can't have it.
Amen.
That's true.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Right? Mm. The word, that this joy that I have,
amen.
World didn't give it,
amen.
And the world can't
take the world
it.
Didn't give it to me, you can't take it away,
amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, God gave and God will take.
That's right.
Mm. God ain't gonna take my joy because he gave it to me,
amen.
That's true,
amen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Woo. Joy. Thank you. Comes from the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Right.
I'm glad. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.